all come together and make a joyful sound unto the Lord.
我为我们的敬拜赞美团来感谢，让我们有一个很好的音乐来开始我们今天的聚会。
I'm grateful for those testimonies that were given today.
我也谢谢那两位我们做见证的弟兄跟姊妹。
Our church has a wonderful privilege and responsibility to be a blessing to these college students who come and spend 3 or 4 years here in preparation for their life's work.
我们教会对那些在这边读大学的学生应该神对他们应该神很祝福，让他们在这4年的大学过程之中能够得到生命上的建造。
We have a tremendous responsibility to help them to grow in their faith, so when they go out from this church, they can make a difference where they live.
我们有责任在他们的信仰当中帮助他们成长，当一天他们离开 Ann Arbor 的时候，他们可以为神所使用。
I heard about a small country church where they were holding revival and the building was absolutely packed.
我听到一个故事，有关一个乡下一个教会，他们正在举办这个布道会，那教会是坐满了所有的人。
It was so crowded they had to put chairs absolutely everywhere, right up next to the pulpit.
那天晚上来人很多，所以他们椅子要加椅子，椅子一直排到这个讲台的前面，都排满了。
Evangelist was preaching about the second coming of Jesus, and he was really warming up to the subject.
那个讲到的是一位正在讲一个耶稣要再来这个主题，他把这个全部会众都带到一个高潮。
He was one of those fire and brimstone preachers that walked up and down, back and forth from the pulpit.
这个牧师讲到的这个方式是非常的活跃，他走来走去，他不站着，上上下下走来走去的讲。
At one point, he leaned over the pulpit and out into the audience, and he shouted Jesus' promise, I am coming soon.
有时候他是身体向着讲台向前倾，然后大声讲说，耶稣说，我会再来。
He marched up down the pulpit again. He leaned over. He said, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
他走下讲台就向着会众跟他们讲说，耶稣会再来。
A few moments later, as he was preaching, he looked over and said, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
他又回到讲台上跟大家说，再说，耶稣会再来，我会再来。
But this time he got tangled up in the microphone cord, he lost his balance and fell out into the crowd.
那时候他的脚被这个电线，麦克风电线缠绕着，他失去平衡，就一不小心就摔在前面的会众身上。
And he landed in a couple sitting right in the first row.
他就落在坐在第一排有一对夫妇的身上。
Well, the husband looked at the wife and he said to her, "Well, I guess we should not be surprised because he told us 3 times he was coming soon."
因为那先生就跟他太太说，嘿。我们不应该就很意外，因为他已经警告我们了3次说他会来，我会来。
This morning we're going to be talking about the fact that we should share the gospel because Jesus Christ is coming in clouds of glory.
今天我要跟大家分享一个信息说，耶稣基督会驾着云彩再次回到我们当中。
Here's a thought: Christ alone can save the world, but Christ cannot save the world alone.
这是一个观念，耶稣他是一个人可以拯救世界，但耶稣他不会一个人来拯救这个世界。
That is, Christ cannot save the world alone unless he abandons his plan.
耶稣可以一个人拯救这个世界，除非他改变他的计划。
His plan is for every believer, that is you and me, to get involved in witnessing to our world.
他计划是要你跟我一起在世界上做见证人。让他们知道认识耶稣。
This morning we're going to be looking at the book of Acts and we're going to be looking at the roles of 3 persons in the Godhead of the new church.
今天我要跟分享是在使徒行传讲到在教会里面神的三位一体性。
First of all, at the bottom of the page there, we see the Son's redemption.
第一个我们看到这个图表里面讲到一个父上赎价的一个儿子。
Jesus Christ had a strategy, and his strategy was to personally train a small band of believers to change the world.
基督有他的计划，他要在一小群人当中，经过这小群人的努力来拯救这个整个世界。
But how is he going to do that?
他教会要怎么样做呢？
Objectively, we were to spread the gospel of the resurrected Christ.
我们要分享这个复活基督的这个消息。
And subjectively, that was to be done through the power of the Holy Spirit.
是由圣灵附加给我们能力，让我们这样去做的。
Secondly, we have the Father's design.
第二，我们有天父的一个计划。
His design was worldwide evangelism.
他计划是一个全普世性的一个传福音的工作。
Remember way back in Genesis chapter 12 when God told Abraham, He says, "Through you I will bless all the nations of the earth."
记得吗？在创世纪里面，神对亚伯拉罕说，我要经过你让全世界得福。
That blessing is Jesus Christ.
那个就指的就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world.
耶稣基督是这个全世界的救赎主。
Amen.
Amen.
Work with me here a little bit, okay?
大家应该有点反应了。
And then we have the Holy Spirit's power.
接下来我们还有从圣灵来而来给我们的力量。
For the first time in history, we have the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer who puts their faith in Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督缘故，圣灵会居住在每一个信徒的心里面。
In Philippians 2:13, it says, "It is God who works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure."
在这个
both to will and to do His good pleasure.
这个圣经讲到，圣灵会居住在心里面，给我们力量。
And our message today is focused on Acts chapter 8.
我们今天正道主题是集中在《使徒行传》的第八章。
Jesus, in His continuing work, He commands His followers in Jerusalem. He commands them to take the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to the ends of the earth.
他激励当时在耶路撒冷信徒，告诉他们圣灵的力量，让传福音直到地极。
Our first point today, we look at a puzzle. It's a mystery.
这个传福音这个工作，对看起来像是一个很迷惑，一个神奥是个奥秘。
Verse 6 and 7 says, So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you going at this time to restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority.
在《使徒行传》里面第一章六到七节讲到，记录到说，他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复建以色列国，复兴以色列国的时，就在这个时候吗？耶稣说，对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
Here we see the disciples are still confused about when Jesus Christ was going to set His kingdom up on the earth.
在那个时候，他的门徒对于耶稣什么时候在这地上重建他的国度感到了很迷惑。
The next slide here you might see is to be very interesting because it shows the end time events.
那下章上面。从影片里面看到这些复兴国度这个时间的发生的秩序。
This next slide, Brother Ben, will be at the next... Wait, I got to wake up the AV guy. Okay. Zinzong, yeah. I call him Ben, okay. The next PowerPoint here, it shows, first of all,we see here the next imminent move in world events is the fact that Jesus Christ is going to, we look at the imminent return of Jesus Christ to the earth.
在第一个时间我们要知道神就要再回来，耶稣就要再回来。
He's going to come in the clouds and He's going to receive His church up into heaven.
他从云彩下来，来接受他的教会。
And when we as Christians get to heaven, there's going to be a time of examination.And then there's going to be the marriage supper of the Lamb.
在我们基督徒就会在耶稣的面前会被审查。
And then while we are in heaven on the earth, there's going to be a time of great tribulation.
在我们在天堂的时候，在地上有大灾难。
We read about this in Revelation chapter 6 through chapter 19.
在启示录的第六章第十九节有记录到。这样的事情。
After those 7 years, Jesus Christ is going to return to the earth, and He's going to set up His kingdom in Jerusalem.
在记载到耶稣的时候回来，在耶路撒冷做王有七年。
And He is going to rule and reign with us as His bride for 1,000 years.
他跟 他的门徒就我们一起来统治这世界有一千年。
And after this, we see in Revelation 21 and 22, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and God is going to set up His time for eternity.
在那个时候，就像启示录记载21章22节记录到，这个新天新地就是永恒。
Paul challenges us in Titus chapter 2. He says, For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-control, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
是记录在提多书 Titus?
Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13.
提多书第二章第七到第十一节，抱歉，我打的中文圣经的翻译不知道放哪里了。在提多书的第二章七到第十一节，给你们去打开圣经来看。
First Timothy, Second Timothy, Titus。
很抱歉。Chapter two.
Chapter two, verse 11, brother.
11-13. 提多书第二章第十一节到第十三节，圣经上这样记载着说：因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
We see that the Lord's return, first of all, is promised.In Acts chapter 1, verse 11, in our passage today, the Lord says, I will return. The Lord's return will also be physical. The angel said, the same way you see him come up, go up to heaven right now, he'll come back again.
像天使说的，他，你们看到他怎么样升上天，同样的，他怎么再从天中天上再回来。
Then the Lord's return's purpose.
神的再来是有一个目的的。
First of all, as we said, He's going to come down in the clouds and He's going to receive His church unto Himself.
我们刚讲到神会降云彩下来，来接待他的教会。
Isn't that going to be exciting? Poof, we'll be gone.
那是不是很兴奋的？等突然间我们就跟神在一起了。
And secondly, we're going to be with Him for 7 years in heaven and then.He's going to return to the earth with us, and we're going to rule and reign with Him on the earth.
那是不是很兴奋的事情？我们跟神一起在天堂七年，然后再回来跟他一起来统治世界有一千年之久。
So this puzzle that we see one day, it'll all fall into place, and we will be with the Lord for eternity.
这一个奥秘，就是说有一天我们会跟神在一起，永远同在。
Secondly, we look at the power. This is the mission that God has sent us on as a church, as a people of God into the world.
第二，看到这个能力，神把能力赐给我们。
He says, "But you will receive power, and the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
就像在使徒行传一章八节里面记载到的。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
The Great Commission in Acts 1 gives something of an outline and a summary to the Book of Acts.
其实，在这个使徒行传一章八节里面，大使命已经把这个对使徒行传这本书的大纲做了一个大纲，做了一个总结。
And this is an indication of the importance of this commission that Jesus gave.
这是讲到这个耶稣给我们大使命的重要性。
In Acts chapter 10 and verse 42, there's another form of this commission.
在使徒行传的十章四十节有另外一个对这个大使命的另外一个方法的陈述。
In 10:42 it says, He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that He is the one whom God has appointed as judge of the living and the dead.
在使徒行传四章四十二节圣经上这样记载着说他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。
Each of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, has a different form of the Great Commission.
其实，在福音书四本福音书里面，都有不同的方式记载到、讲述到这个大使命。
And each one presents different facets of the commission as well.
每一本书它所讲到是从不同角度来讲大使命。
We do not know when Acts chapter 10 verse 42 was spoken or uttered, but we do know that all the others were uttered between the time of Jesus Christ's resurrection and his ascension into heaven.
刚刚读的《使徒行传》四章十章四十二节里面没有记载到说这句话的时间，但是从圣经其他部分在福音书里面讲到的，基督所吩咐大使命的时间都是在他复活之后到了升天之前。
We must then conclude that this commission was of the uppermost in Christ's thinking before his ascension.
让我们知道，在耶稣升天之前，他心里面所最思想说最重要的事情是什么？
This revelation clearly implies that his last command should be our first concern.
对这样的了解，让我们知道神在升天之前所做最后的一个大事的诫命，其实就是我们今天我们第一个我们的使命。
I want you to get this morning. His last command should be our first concern.
告诉大家，他最后一次的发的命令是我们今天我们每个人第一个要做的使命。
As a pioneer missionary to Muslims in India and Persia, Henry Martin said this.
Henry Martin 是一个向回教徒传福音那个一个先锋的宣教士。
The Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of missions, and the nearer we get to Him.The more intensely missionary we must become.
他说过这样的话，基督的灵，也就是传福音的灵，当你越与他接近的时候，你就会更渴望自己一定要做一个传福音的人。
And to share our faith and our forgiveness of sins, we must constantly keep these blessed thoughts in our thinking.
我们要把我们信仰跟人分享，我们有关我们罪被赦免这些东西。
Just as a man and woman, when they fall in love, so also new believers rejoice in their newfound forgiveness.
就像一个新的信徒对自己的罪被赦免的那种喜乐，如同好像一对男女开始他们恋爱时期那种喜乐是一样的。
You remember what it was like when you were first married, the newness of marriage, and it was just so exciting.
你记得你刚刚结婚的时候那种兴奋的心情吗？
Debbie and I will be celebrating 40 years together this year.
今年 Debbie 跟我将庆祝我们结婚40周年的纪念。
It's still exciting, right, Debbie?
Debbie, 你还很兴奋吗？
I didn't know what answer I was going to get on that one.
我回家好好问他。
Well, I got a story about an 80-year-old couple who were having trouble remembering the good times. In fact, they were having trouble remembering everything.
我跟你分享的故事，一对年老的夫妇，80岁，他们记忆力很不好，他们最大问题是记不得以前的事情发生的事情。
So they went to see their doctor to get checked out.
Okay. 所以他就看他的医生来检查到底是什么原因，有什么问题。
They explained their problem, and afterchecking out the couple, the doctor said they were physically okay, but they should write down things so that they could remember them.
医生给他做身体检查之后，就告诉他说，你们身体没问题，你是记忆不好，所以要做什么事情把它写下来。
So they thanked the doctor and they left.
他们谢谢医生，他们就回家了。
Later that night, they were watching TV, and the man got up from the chair, and the wife asked, "Where are you going?"
那天晚上，他们这对老夫妻在看电视。那个老先生就站起来了，走。那太太说：“老头子，你要去哪里啊？”
Said I'm going to the kitchen.
那老先生说：“哎，我要去厨房。”
She said, "Would you get me an ice cream?" He said, "Sure."
那太太说：“你可不可以帮我拿一杯冰淇淋来？”老先生说：“可以。”
She said, "Don't you think you better write that down so you can remember it?"
那老太太说：“你是不是要写下来？不然你不记得了又。”
He said, "No, I can remember that."
哦，那不用，这个东西我记得没问题。
Well, I would like also to have some strawberries on top.
那老太太就接着她说，我需要在冰淇淋上面放一些草莓。
You better write that down because I know you're going to forget that.
最好把它写下来，不然你到时候不记得了。
He said, "Don't worry about it. I can remember that. A bowl of ice cream with strawberries on it."
哎，没有问题。你要就一杯冰淇淋上放几个草莓而已嘛，没问题。
She said, "I would also like some whipped cream on top of that." You better write that down, or you're going to forget it.
老太太说，接下来我还要一点这个打过的那个乳酥、奶酥是放在冰淇淋上面，你都要写下来，不然到时候你又不记得了。
And he was really rather irritated. He says, "I don't need to write that down. I can remember that." Then he stomped out into the kitchen.
这老先生一看见不耐烦了，说这种事情 我不用写，我记得，我会帮你做。
After 20 minutes, he returns and hands her a plate of bacon and eggs.
20分钟之后，这老先生回到太太面前，端给她是一个盘子，里面放了一些猪肉，炸过肉条，还有一些蛋。
She stared at this plate of bacon and eggs for a few moments, and she angrily said, "I told you to write this down. You forgot my toast."
老太太说，是不是我要你写下来，你就不写下来？这我要东西少了一个吐司面包。
Yes, you're welcome. Well, we tend to forget sometimes. We forget Christ's love, don't we?
我们常常忘记基督的爱。
We forget His salvation is so amazing.
我们才忘记他对我们的救赎是那么样的奇异奇妙。
We lose sight of our wonderful salvation and the seriousness of sin. When we do that, we forget the thrill and forgiveness and Christian hope that we have.
当我们不再注意到我们的被拯救，不再注意到我们罪的严重性的时候，我们就开始失去了那种基督徒的希望，还有被拯救的那种心情感激。
In the first steps of our Christian life, we may have had enthusiasm without real deep spiritual knowledge.
当我们刚刚开始做基督徒的时候，我们可能对圣经的知识并不知道很多，但是我们心里面都有一种渴望，一种欲望，一种热忱。
How about now in your spiritual life? Do you have spiritual knowledge without a great amount of enthusiasm?
我想问问你们，你们现在情况怎么样？你们是已经有了很多圣经的知识？ 但您开始那种热心热忱还在不在？
Both are necessary if we're to share our faith with joy and enthusiasm.
当我们用喜乐跟热心来分享这个救拯救的时候，这个热忱是必须的。
Do you love God with the same fervor that you did when you were a new believer? Do you love God with the same fervor and desire than when you were a new believer?
当你现在对神的爱那热烈程度，是不是跟你刚刚做基督徒还一样呢？
Are you a faithful witness to the grace of God?
你对神恩典，你是不是一个忠心的见证人呢？
This passage also shows us the importance of the Holy Spirit is to our understanding of mission and how mission is important to our understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit.
但读经文告诉我们说， 圣灵对我们了解传福音的重要性，也告诉我们说，从传福音当中，可以让我们更认识圣灵的重要性。The
rest of the book of Acts expounds on this particular theme.
在使徒行传里面，整本书里面所解释的、分析的就是这样事情。See,
the Spirit of God is the one who regenerates us. He's the one who sanctifies us, and so that we can have the experience of the risen Christ and be a witness of that.
圣灵给我们重生，让我们成圣，让我们有这个动力来传福音。
He also calls people to their spiritual mission and sends them on their way.
他也呼召基督徒来做传福音工作，而把他们差派出去。
Remember in Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 4, where the Holy Spirit was the one that sent out Paul and Barnabas to their mission work.
第四节里面讲到，是圣灵的工作，把保罗跟巴拉巴送出去做宣教、做传道。And
then also, finally, the Spirit of God directs the church in the Jerusalem Council, when they had important doctrines to be worked out in chapter 15, the Spirit of God was there to help work out those doctrines.
就像《使徒行传》15章28节里面讲到，圣灵指示。 圣经教会就像当年的指示耶路撒冷议会的时候，有关这个教会的一些重要的教义。You
see, Christian mission and mission and ministry can only be done through the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道，我们基督徒的事工跟我们做差传事情，只有经过圣灵的帮助，我们才能够完成。The
Holy Spirit is the one who convicts the unbeliever of sin.
圣灵让新的信徒了解自己的罪。
And our job is to give witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives.
我们的工作只是做神在我们生命当中的一个见证人。
And I noticed in Brother Nick's testimony how how the, his friends and those that he knew, he saw Jesus Christ in their lives and the difference it made in his coming to know Jesus Christ.
刚才听到那个弟兄的见证，在那大学当中，他受到很多作为基督徒的同学影响，让他能够接受基督耶稣。
And I agree with Brother Bill in saying that when he chose Sherry or she chose him, that he certainly made the right choice in a woman.
如果你同意的说法，不管谁选谁啊，你们俩选的都很对。
From time to time, Sherry will email me after a sermon, and we'll talk back and forth. And I appreciate her, and I appreciate our college students that are here. They're such a blessing and a joy. They have such great enthusiasm for Jesus Christ.
我当跟 Sherry 分享的时候，我真是为我们在这很多大学生而感谢，因为有一位这么有热心的一个姊妹在他们周围。
George W. Truett was the beloved pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas for more than 60 years.
一位牧师叫做 George W. Truett， 他是在达拉斯第一浸信会的牧师，做了60年之久。
He tells of a story of a woman who came to him after a service.
他讲到有一次他证完道以后，有一位姊妹去找他。
She was a poverty-stricken widow with several children.
她是一个很穷的寡妇，她有好几个孩子。
She said, Pastor, I never knew you to be unfair, yet you were unfair in your sermon today.
他说牧师啊，我不知道你做事那么的不公平的，但今天我从正道里面知道你做人不很公平。
He asked her, why do you feel this way?
他不是说为什么你会这么去说呢？
Her reply was, you said during your sermon that everybody can win somebody to Jesus.
他说你今天正道的当中你讲到任何人都可以带人信主。
She said, certainly you can't mean me.
但是我知道你所指的不包括我，我不行。
I'm a poor widow and I work long, long hours just to squeeze out a living for my children and me every day.
他说我是一个穷的寡妇，我上班时间很长很长，剩下时间我只能跟我的孩子花点时间跟孩子在一起。
I cannot entertain or spend time winning souls to the Lord.
我不会去 entertain 去让去娱乐别人，我也没有时间能够去把人带到为主带把人带到他面前。
I can barely exist, and you're not fair in speaking in your speaking when you say everybody can win souls for Jesus.
我几乎都活不下去了。那你这样说，每个人都还可以带人信主，这不对。
Truett replied, "Madam, does anyone come to your house?"
这牧师就回答说：“太太啊，妇人，有没有任何人来到你家里面
？”She said, "Yes, a few. Maybe the mailman and the milkman."
他说不多，一个邮差，还有每天早上送牛奶的人。
So he ended the conversation, said, "Then you have an opportunity. You just not tried."
然后在他们结束这个谈话的时候，他说，牧师这个妇人说，你是有机会的，但是你还没有做，去试着做出来。
And the woman went home and she was troubled and thought about the conversation that she had with the pastor all night.
她回到家的时候，一个晚上在为牧师讲的话一直很不安，一直在反复的思考。
By dawn, she heard the milkman at her front step.
天亮的时候，她听到送牛奶的工人来在她前门。
Convicted, she threw open the door and she greeted him.
So, 他知道了，门打开，向他问候，向着送料人问候。
As they exchanged small talk, the woman was nervously trying to think of some word that she could say for Jesus.
当他开门进到这牛奶送牛奶的人的时候，他心里在挣扎，我要讲些什么简单的话，是帮他讲完有关耶稣介绍给他。
But the milkman turned to go.
那个送牛奶人就很快的就对他放下来，转身就走。
She began to close the door, but then she threw it open again.
那个太太就准备要关门的时候，突然间把门打开。
Come back, she asked, and he did so, and she said, "I want you to know something, but I've been afraid to ask."
他说回来回来回来，那人真的回来了。他说他刚说我很害怕想跟你讲的事情。
She said, "May I ask you a question?" And he agreed.
他在问他说我可以问你一个问题吗？那个送牛奶人说可以啊。
She was stumbling and she said, I want to know if you know Jesus. Have you been saved?
他就很很很很很很很很 慢慢说出来说，你认识基督吗？你认识耶稣吗？你被拯得救了吗？
And he said, what made that ask you of me, woman?
那他说，太太啊，你为什么要问我这个问题？
I didn't sleep at all last night worrying about my soul.
其实我今天晚上一晚睡得不好，一直在担心我灵魂的事情。
And he asked you, do you know how to find God's light?
那个工人，那个送礼员问的太太说：“你知不知道怎么样去找到神的光
？”In a short moment, she was sharing her new with her newfound friend, Jesus Christ.
就在那个时刻，这个太太就向她新的朋友来分享耶稣基督。
God brings people into all of our lives so that we can share our faith with them.
神把人带到我们的周围，让我们有机会来分享耶稣基督给他们。
He's called us to this great mission of taking the gospel to the ends of the earth.
他把这大使命交托我们，让我们把福音传到地极。
But he wants us to begin right here in Jerusalem, or in our home and in our community.
开始地方在哪里呢？就是在这里，在当时耶路撒冷，今天在我们的家。
And now he gives us thirdly a promise, and it's a motive that we have to keep us going.
他答应我们，他会再来，这对我们是一个动力的来源。
And he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. And they looked intently up into the sky as he was going. Then suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus.Who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
这记录在使徒行传的第一章第九节，讲到当时，对不起，第八应该是第八章的第九节。第一章的。第九节，对不起，圣经上这样说，他说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说：“加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？”他这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他要怎样再来。
What this means is the crowd stood there with their mouths wide open.
这是当你可以想象的情况，当时的人看这种情况，嘴巴张大。
God sent two angels to share the good news that Jesus Christ is coming back again. He says, I want you to get busy about the task of evangelism.
当时神差两天使来跟他们讲。说耶稣会再来，要他们现在开始做传福音的工作。
Like a good motivator, Jesus constantly kept before his disciples a vision of the work that they were entrusted with.
耶稣基督在那个时候不断对门徒提醒这样的一个意向，让他们有力量来做这事情。
And this is a good model for all of us.
这是一个对我们来讲是一个很好的一个模范。
We can get so engrossed with a particular work.That we forget the grand vision that God has for us.
常常我们为了一些工作占据我们所有时间跟注意力，而忘记了这个伟大的这个意向。
Some of us can get so involved in church meetings, and or fighting interpersonal fires that go on that we lose sight of the vision.
很多人在教里面要开很多的会，或者为了人际关系上面挣扎，而忘记了。这个伟大的大使命。
Consequently, weariness and disappointment can set in, and result in spiritual dropout and discouragement.
接下来的是什么呢？就是很疲惫、很失望，然后再来就是退缩跟被灰心。
Someone who says the church that lives for itself will die by itself.
如以前说过，一个教会就让它。随波而去的话，他迟早的教会会消失。
And Swiss theologian Emil Brunner once said, "A church exists by mission, like a fire exists by burning."
一个瑞士的神学家叫做 Emil Brunner 说过， 一个教会的 存在就是因为有差传的工作，这个如同燃烧的有这个燃烧，你可以看到还可以见到火一样。
In conclusion, which means I'm going to finish soon.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The supreme task of the church is evangelism of the world.
在这个教会里面最重要的工作就是向着世界来传福音。
This is the number one job of the local church.
是这每一个教会的首要工作。
How can we do it?
我们要怎么样来做呢？
It'll happen when we realize the great power on earth is the church.
我们要知道，在这个世界上最有力量就是教会。
A church that has the possession of the Holy Spirit of God to empower it.
因为这个教会有神所充满的圣灵。
When I think of this, I'm reminded of General Douglas MacArthur. He was in charge of the South Pacific Theater that was stationed in the Philippines.
每当我想到这个时候，我就想到在二次世界大战在南太平洋战军里面，盟军的最高统帅道格拉斯·麦克阿瑟将军。
During the latter days of World War II, General MacArthur's men were taking a beating, so he withdrew them to Australia to kind of rest and have some retraining.
在二次大战当中，麦克阿瑟的军队战事失利，让他必须要把军队从这个菲律宾撤退到澳洲来重整。
And as he boarded the PT boat in the Philippines, the people looked at him as their savior. And he made this famous statement in saying, I shall return.
当麦克瑟将军登上那个鱼雷艇要离开菲律宾的时候，菲律宾人对他来在他在菲律宾人的心里面，他是一个拯救者。在就是那个时刻，麦克阿瑟将军说句非常非常著名的话，我将会回来。
Several months passed by, and one day the people of Philippines heard the roar of the airplanes and looked up in the sky and saw the sky was filled with American airplanes. General MacArthur had kept his promise.
几个月之后，当菲律宾人听到飞机隆隆的声音，看到天上都是美军的飞机的时候，他们知道麦克阿瑟将军回来了。麦克阿瑟将军。说了话，他算话。
Amen. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ sat with the disciples and he made them a promise in John chapter 14 in verses 1 through 3.
在约翰福音14章1到3节里面记载到2000年前耶稣跟他门徒在坐席的时候对他们所一个应许。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
这样记载就说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神，我也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去，原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，我就必再来接你们到我那里去。
I know sometimes the battle gets tough.
我们知道有时候这个征战是很困难的。
Sometimes you just feel like quitting.
你说你真是看到很困难，你是想说算了吧，放弃了。
But don't be discouraged.
但是不要失望。
One day the trumpet's going to blow.
有一天这号角会被吹响。
And 1 Timothy 4:17 says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the clouds and." To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
在提摩西
1 Thessalonians 4:17
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十七节里面记载着说，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要与主永远同在。
And that's an unfailing promise, and I believe it with all my heart.
我全心地相信这个永不落空的这个应许。
I'm looking for the Lord to come back today.
我今天我期望神会，我在期望等着神来。
Are you ready for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back today?
你准备好来见你的主吗
？And if He does come back today, are you spiritually prepared?
如果他来的话，你的属灵方面你准备好了吗
？During World War II, a paratrooper Young paratrooper David Webster of E Company, 101st Airborne, wrote this letter to his mother.
在二次大战的时候，美军101空降师的一连有一位伞兵士兵叫做 David Webster， 他写给他妈妈的一封信，这样说
：“Stop worrying about me. I joined the parachutists to fight.”
说不要为我担心，我加入了伞兵，我就是来作战的。
I intend to fight, and if necessary, I shall die fighting.
我会全力去作战，如果需要的话，我可能会战死沙场。
But don't worry about this, because no war can be won without young men dying.
不要为这事情担心，因为没有一个战争得胜，不会有年轻的士兵在沙场战死。
And he says, those things which are precious are saved only by sacrifice.
这我们所达到的，我们要做的事情是存下保留下来的重要事情，那保留这个重要事情的话，不会没有牺牲的。
What a profound statement, and how much more true it is when you consider our salvation.
这是一个多么感人的一段话。当我们看到神的工作的时候，那个真实性比这个更真实。
If we're going to experience the joy and the peace with Holy God, somebody had to sacrifice, and that somebody.Was Jesus Christ.
我们当我们要享受神给我们的平安喜的时候，一些人要牺牲，这个牺牲的人就是主耶稣基督。
God couldn't ignore our sin or brush it off or put it in some holy, heavenly footlocker.
天父不会忽略我们犯的罪，就好像把罪丢在一个箱子里锁起来一样。
A holy God would never have settled for something like that. Instead, Jesus paid for your sin and my sin by allowing God the Father to crush him on the cross of Calvary.
神不一样做，他让在十字架上来压碎了耶稣基督，让他付上我们罪的赎价。
And it was on his cross that the love of God and the justice of God came together.
在十字架上，耶稣基督神的爱跟公义就彰显给我们了。
Jesus Christ will come back.One day from heaven in the clouds.
有一天，耶稣基督会趁着云彩再回到我们当中。
And let us share that wonderful promise with the world that needs forgiveness of sins and life eternal.
让我们就今天开始把这个我们的罪得赎的这个我们被拯救的信息传给全世界。
Let us pray.
我们来做一个低头做个祷告。
Dear God in heaven, I pray, Lord, if there's someone here today who needs you as their Savior, that they, Lord, will put their faith and their trust in you for the forgiveness of their sins.
天父，在天上的父，我们感谢你，我们在我们当中，你让我们罪在你的拯救过程当中，让我们罪得到赦免。
Jesus Christ made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have this salvation.
我们知道耶稣基督是我们的赎价，让我们得到救赎。
Holy Spirit, please convict hearts so they might come to know you today as Lord.
圣灵啊，请你在这心里面动工，让那些没有信的人今天能够转向你。
And dear Lord, challenge our church, Lord, that we have a mission, and that mission is to take the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to the ends of the earth.
给我们教会一个使命，让我们从你的能力带着圣经，把信息传到地极。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.